I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Look, it feels inappropriate to be talking about anything other than what happened in Oxford yesterday. It feels irresponsible to go too far into it, too, because, Gator, what we know is what everybody else knows. Media reports are readily available. You or I are not trained as in law enforcement. We're not trained in psychology. We're not trained in, anything that feels appropriate to be talking about. I don't know anything about being a first responder or a teacher or school security or in a much deeper end of the pool that we generally try to avoid, politics. This is not our areas of strength. All I can speak to is as a parent, and Gator, you're an uncle, and a husband of somebody who works in education and other relatives that work in education. You send them off to schools and you think everything's going to be fine. You don't even think twice. Even in this America that we live in now, I guess we all knew it would eventually happen somewhere here locally, because it always does. And I think there have been other minor incidents, but it felt like it was just inevitable, which is a sad state of affairs, man, that, it eventually happened somewhere around here. And you just hope. And, there's thousands upon thousands of schools that it doesn't happen at your kid's school. And unfortunately for the people of Oxford, it happened at their school. It happened at their school.
Yeah, it's brutal. We've done this show before, and I hate it. We did it with Sandy Hook, and we've done this show before. I remember early in my radio career when Columbine started, when that went on. That was like the first big one that was discussed. And, I was producing a financial show at the time. We ended up skidding to a halt talking about, IRAs and stuff like that, and spent the last hour and 15 minutes of the show talking about Columbine. I mean, these are things that have to be addressed. I have a friend of mine who had a kid that was at the school in Florida when they had the shoot a couple years ago.
Yeah.
It's all these things are there's too many of them. There's just way too many of these, and they seem to have common themes in them. And let's let this whole thing play out. And what can we learn from this? What can we do going forward to prevent these things from happening? Watching Sheriff Bouchard last night, it seemed like that there was some training that was done, not only by the schools, but certainly by the police and law enforcement, that may have helped save who knows how many lives. Unfortunately, there were lives lost in what happened yesterday. So you can take precautions, you can try to do things, but in the end, it wasn't enough. What in the future has to happen? I hope that they're able to learn a lot from what happened, not just something, but a lot from what happened. The shooter, the alleged shooter, the suspect anyway, is in custody. Not speaking right now, not cooperating right now. But at some point, I think when the grim reality hits that you're looking at life in prison or whatever it is, that you will be free to talk and say what happened, to try to explain away what led you down this path. What had you snap? What was it? And, the parents and their involvement in this, or maybe not involvement in this, whatever it is, there's a lot that has to be uncovered. And I know we all want answers, but it was so fresh last night, I kind of felt for Sheriff Bouchard. He's like, we have literally thousands of interviews to go through, hundreds of hours of videotape to go through. We're at the early stages of this. You know, we can only say so much, but it seems like they've got a lot of information right now, and there's tons more to come. But this has just become way too commonplace.
So, look, did you see the video that WWJ had posted, the social media video of the shooter trying to get into a classroom?
No.
Okay, this was the most chilling thing I saw. And it is, I don't know if it's been confirmed that it was the shooter, but the students are in a classroom. They're, one of the students
is
has
video or audio?
It's video and audio. The audio is harder to hear, but I've watched it and listened to it several times. And for people who missed it, students are huddled in a classroom, and a teacher is standing near a doorway, and you hear a voice that says something along the lines of, it's okay, Oakland County Sheriff, you can come out. And the teacher says, we're not ready to take that risk just yet. And the responder said something like, okay, I understand, bro. And when the kids inside the room heard the word bro, they were like, no, don't go out.
He said that, hey, you want to see my sheriff's badge, bro?
Is that
you
what
wanna
it was?
You want to see my badge, bro?
Okay, yeah. The bro part, the kids all perked up and said, no. And that was the tip. They all went out a window and ran across a courtyard. Oh, they started sprinting. And the belief is, I don't know if it's been confirmed, that that was the shooter trying to get into the room. And, you know, the kids in the video, I don't know if they tipped off the teacher. It doesn't sound like the teacher was opening the door for anything at that point anyway.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Because the teacher, yeah, you're right, though. He said, we're not comfortable yet. We don't want to take that chance yet or that risk. Because you don't know. Someone identified themselves through a door. Mm-hmm. You have no idea. Even if it was someone from the sheriff's department or Oakland County, you just got to be safe at that
point. Why not be safe? And this has happened at other times. I was trying to think of the last time, and I just found a history in the Detroit News. Detroit Central High School, there was a shooting back in February of 2009. And I do remember that story, although in that story, I don't believe it says here. Okay, yeah, two students were injured. I told the story on the air yesterday as this was going down, how my kids do lockdown drills, and the only reason I really kind of was fresh in my mind is because they recently did a lockdown drill and my youngest bounced into the closest room, which you're supposed to do, close the door. And it happened to be a room that was the school employee that was there was a friend of mine. And he said they talked during the lockdown drill. I remember my parents talking about when they were kids, they did like air raid drills.
Yeah.
Like for bombs during World War.
Right.
Yeah. Like during wars. That was something that they were, and times have changed, and now we do lockdown drills because people within our own communities are out.
Well, sure,
to harm us.
You know, sadly, I think each generation has had to do something like they didn't get the '60s and the Bay of Pigs and the Cuban Missile Crisis, I should say, and I'm sure people were planning for attacks back then. It's a sad state of affairs where we're at, and I mean, I don't know how many school shootings we've seen. The world has gone very crazy. This country has gone very crazy. It has been steadily building this to a crescendo. And we had 2 weeks ago, we had somebody drive through a parade and kill grandmothers. What? I mean, that just happened. You know, we had a guy go cross state with his rifle to go to a protest and ends up killing people with the rifle, gets acquitted off of self-defense. Doesn't mean he was innocent, but you know, there was a self-defense element to it, but what are you doing? What are we doing? I mean, this is where the problem solving comes in. Oh, hey, I know what I'll do. I'll bring my rifle. Hey, I know what I'll do. I'm going to bring my gun to school. Hey, I know what I do. I'm going to get behind the wheel of a car and I'm just going to go through this line of people at a parade.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.